This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. Welcome to another day. And as you get into this day, don't forget, number one in your day is taking time with God, because God is the number one person in your life. Yes, God is a person. He is not human, but he's a person, and he wants a personal relationship with you, and it matters to him how you respond to him, how you react to him in life. And one of the most significant parts of any relationship that is meaningful is trust, isn't it? And so we're talking this week about this theme of building your faith, and we're building our discussion around an experience that Elijah the prophet had in the Old Testament, when it seemed like he was the only person still standing for God as the whole nation of Israel was walking away from God and following the lead of the king and queen, who were encouraging them to worship two great idols that were in the nation. And so Elijah proposes this kind of competition, and he has the prophets of the idol Baal build an altar and put a sacrifice and wood on the altar, and he builds one, and he says, whichever God sends fire for the sacrifice, that is the real God. There can't be more than one real God. And so let's find out who he is. And so the prophets of Baal go first, and they call on Baal, but there's no answer, no response from Baal. And then Elijah prays his simple prayer. Here's what he prays. O Lord, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, today let it be known that you are God in Israel, and that I'm your servant, and that I've done all these things at your word. Answer me, O Lord, answer me, that this people may know that you, O Lord, are God, and that you have turned their heart back again. Then the fire of the Lord fell, and consumed the burnt offering, and the wood, and the stones, and the dust, and licked up the water that was in the trench. And when all the people saw it, they fell on their faces, and they said, the Lord, he is God. The Lord, he is God. Then Elijah said to them, seize the prophets of Baal. Do not let one of them escape. So they seized them, and Elijah brought them down to the brook Kishon and slew them there. Now, you know, many times in our culture, we live as little islands, don't we? Just thinking of ourselves in terms of ourselves. And even as Christians, as people who have a living relationship with God, sometimes we just think about our own relationship with God and the ways that we may fail God or the ways that we're trusting God. But we need to recognize that we are people of influence. You may not think of yourself as a person of influence, but the reality is you touch on lives around you all day long, every day, and your life has an influence on them. Your faith or lack of faith has an impact on the people around you. And Elijah, here he was, one man in a nation that's walking away from God, and as God calls him to stand up for God and to put his faith on the line, really putting his life on the line, as he called for this contest with the prophets of Baal. It was a real challenge to Elijah's faith, wasn't it? But Elijah recognized that he was not standing up for himself. Rather, he was wanting all those people who were there to see the reality of God in how God responded to his prayer and to his actions of obedience to God in building that altar and putting on that sacrifice. His faith pointed all those people to God, and our faith also should strengthen the lives of the people around us. As you think about what you face today and whether you're going to face it with faith or with fear, don't forget the response that you choose affects not only you, but also the people on whom your life touches. I'm John North.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.